welcome to the Absolute Recap Biology Edition. I'm your host, Melanie Kingett, and I'll be your guide to scoring a 5. Here at the Absolute Recap, we aim to maximize your understanding and minimize your need for memorization. Each episode will review content, skills, and test-taking tips to help you succeed in May. Your recap starts now. Hi, and welcome to the Absolute Recap Biology Edition. Today's episode will recap mitosis versus meiosis. Let's zoom out. We're in Unit 5, Heredity. Topic 5.1 and 5.2. Our big idea is information storage and transmission. Meiosis is the process by which organisms pass on half of their genes. Not the best half, not the dominant half, but a random half of chromosomes will be distributed into gametes. In humans, these gametes are sex cells known as egg and sperm. The haploid cells, represented as N, will combine during fertilization to produce a new and unique diploid cell, represented as 2N. The algebraic placeholder of N stands for the quantity of chromosomes in a haploid cell. For humans, N equals 23, and so 2N equals 46, the number of chromosomes in body cells. Let's zoom in. If you haven't already done so, please go back and first listen to episode 14 on the cell cycle and mitosis. As methods of cell division, meiosis and mitosis have a lot in common. Let's recap meiosis first before drawing comparisons. When observing the human karyotype, or mapping of chromosomes, it's important to recognize that they can be organized into 23 homologous pairs. These homologous chromosomes are a similar size and have similar genetic information. The chromosomes you have in each of your cells right now came from your parents' gametes, with homologous chromosomes pairing back up during fertilization. Following the same logic, the process of meiosis will be to separate the 23 homologous pairs into gametes. Meiosis occurs in sex organs, such as testes and ovaries, and will include the familiar steps of prophase, metaphase, anaphase, and telophase. In order to reduce the chromosome number in half, the cells will need to go through PMAT twice. Prophase 1 begins with similar condensing of DNA into chromosomes and the disappearing of the nuclear membrane. Additionally, homologous chromosomes pair up, and an exchange of DNA may occur between them by crossing over. This event is called recombination and is one of the main contributors of genetic variation in gametes. In metaphase 1, the homologous chromosomes will line up as pairs in a random order in the middle of the cell, with a spindle fiber attached to each centromere from one side. This random arrangement, called independent assortment, is another contributor to genetic variation, where over 8 million different combinations are possible for humans. When spindle fibers shorten in anaphase 1, homologous pairs are separated. Because centromeres are still intact, our chromosomes are still in the familiar X shape. Telophase 1 and cytokinesis usually overlap, with nuclear membranes and uncondensing of DNA often skipped. Congratulations! You have now formed 2 haploid daughter cells, each with 23 chromosomes. Meiosis 1 and meiosis 2 are consecutive. There is no interphase between them. This makes sense because the cell has just gone through all this work to cut the chromosome number in half. It doesn't need to synthesize more DNA. Meiosis 2 will also follow PMAT, with much similarity to mitosis steps. Prophase 2 has spindle fibers attaching to centromeres, pulling chromosomes to the middle of the cell in metaphase 2, separating sister chromatids in anaphase 2, and lastly, uncoiling into chromatin and reforming nuclear membranes in telophase. Division of the cytoplasm is the final step with cytokinesis, and voila! A total of 4 haploid daughter cells, each genetically unique from each other and from the original diploid parent cell. Okay, so let's rewind and look at the process of meiosis as compared to mitosis. I highly recommend organizing this information in a table or Venn diagram. The purpose of mitosis is to grow, repair, and reproduce asexually, while meiosis is to form gametes for sexual reproduction. Think S of meiosis for sex cells. Mitosis creates 2 identical diploid cells through 1 division, while meiosis forms 4 genetically unique haploid cells through two divisions. Meiosis involves crossing over an independent assortment, while mitosis does not. Lastly, mitosis involves the separation of sister chromatids only, while meiosis will first separate homologous pairs and then separate sister chromatids. To recap, cell division by meiosis allows for heritable information to be passed on while creating genetically unique gametes. Each process follows the phases of PMAT. Today's question of the day is about gametes. When do human egg cells complete meiosis II? For the answer to today's and future questions, please follow us on Instagram at the Absolute Recap. That's the APSOLUTE Recap. If you are a student with questions or a teacher with suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a biology topic or another AP subject you would like us to cover on the Absolute Recap, please email us at theabsoluterecap@gmail.com. That's the APSOLUTE recap@gmail.com. The Absolute Recap is produced by Brad Kingett with music by Zach Caruso. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Time's up, pencils down. Thank you for listening to the Absolute Recap Biology Edition. AP is a registered trademark of the College Board. Copyright 2020, Absolute Recap, LLC, all rights reserved. Coming up next on the Absolute Recap Biology Edition, episode 17 is from Unit 5 and will cover DNA.